Tablet 8, the reminder. 1. We pay our salutations to the Divine Father, the Divine Logic, who has helped all come from ignorance to the path of enlightenment. Ignorance is the state of unawareness of the reality behind this universe, and enlightenment is the state of pure consciousness. 2. We open our hearts to your grace, the Divine Mother, the Holy Ghost, and pray for your guidance in overcoming the power of the Tamaguna, crudifying force, principalities, over our souls, and detaching ourselves from Maya, illusion of separation from God. 3. We adore and promise to endeavor to help the whole universe to reach higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness. 4. In reverence, we bow our heads in front of all those great souls in the past and those to come who have helped and will help all to understand your compassion and mercy in your actions and creation. 5. We surrender ourselves to you, the words revealed to us through your prophets, and your greatest sign, which clarifies the confusion between all. 6. We submit only to you, which is formless, nameless, and invisible, neither male nor female. You in this state unify. In any other state, humanity will be divided. Also, this will prevent us from surrendering to false prophets and teachers. 7. However, in reverence we bow our heads in front of all those great souls who will teach us how to know you and show us the way to become pure consciousness, as is the goal. Explanation of the reminder. 1. We pay our salutations to the Divine Father, the Divine Logic, who has helped all come from ignorance to the path of enlightenment. Ignorance is the state of unawareness of the reality behind this universe, and enlightenment is the state of pure consciousness. 1. We pay our salutations to the Divine Father, the Divine Logic. We refers to all who do this reminder or believe in its meaning. The Divine Father, who is in heaven, pure consciousness, has complete power over the universe. Through the universal mind, he helped, is helping, and will help all unit consciousnesses to reach pure consciousness. He does it only from his compassion for the unit consciousnesses, which we are. So he deserves to be saluted as the greatest master and lover of this universe. In fact, this first sentence is the meaning of our greeting to each other, Sal Om, which means we pay our salutations to that divine vibration, God, within you. It is the Word, which is with the Lord God and is He. Also, it is us. 1. Who have helped all come from ignorance to the path of enlightenment. It is the Father who helps us come from ignorance, the unawakened state, death, to the path, and he helps us in the path toward the state of enlightenment, complete awareness. In fact, that is the only divine purpose behind the creation of this whole universe, including the human body. He not only guides elected ones to reach pure consciousness, but he also is concerned for those who are lost. He is trying to bring all to pure consciousness. 1.3. Ignorance is a state of unawareness of the reality behind this universe. What is the reality behind this universe? It is Hari Om Shri Hung. The most important goal of the life is to become divine. Therefore, those who follow other goals in their lives above this goal are in the state of ignorance. 1.4. And enlightenment is the state of pure consciousness. The goal of life is to reach pure consciousness. It is the state of complete awareness. It is the state of being most divine. It is when a person becomes a son of God. So all the manifested and unaware I am parts of the universe are in the path of becoming divine. Who helped them and is still helping them to that stage? It is the Father, the Lord God. He uses the power of the Sattva Guna as the Holy Ghost to guide us to this stage. When we suffer, it is a good sign for us to know that either we are going off the path or we are burning the reaction of our previous actions, samskaras. In the first case, we should repent and correct ourselves. In the other case, we should rejoice that this suffering is a sign of progress and a lesson, and we should be aware of our actions so as to not create any more reactions by pursuing a divine life, doing divine actions, and rendering the results to God. 2. We open our hearts to your grace, the Divine Mother, the Holy Ghost, and pray for your guidance in overcoming the power of the Tamaguna over our souls and detaching ourselves from Maya. 2.1. We open our hearts to your grace, the Divine Mother, the Holy Ghost. You have to go to the Lord with an open heart. If not, you will not be able to receive His grace, which is the guarantee for reaching the goal. So we open our hearts to His divine grace, which is the Holy Ghost, the Divine Mother. 2.2. And pray for your guidance in overcoming the power of the Tamaguna over our souls. It is true that this universe was made to be self-sustaining, and our actions will create reactions for which we should receive punishment or reward. But with His grace, we can burn our samskaras, sins, in a second, if He so desires. He has complete power over the Tamaguna, so He can release its grip over our souls in a blink of an eye. However, we should become ready to withstand the power of truth, which will be revealed to us in higher consciousness. It would be very difficult for us to understand that great truth before we are ready. We can reach there by His grace gradually, with His guidance, which is the Holy Ghost, the Divine Mother. To pray for His guidance is the only boon or request that we have to ask from God. The destructive part of the Tamaguna is used for guidance when mistakes are made, which brings suffering. If no mistake is made, there would be no suffering but bliss. That is why the Tamaguna should be overcome. 2.3. And detaching ourselves from Maya. Maya is the attraction of the external world, or illusion of separation from Him. One of the greatest struggles of the spiritual path is being detached from this attraction while staying in the middle of it, society. It needs much overcoming and grace to do so. 3. We adore and promise to endeavor to help the whole universe to reach higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness. 3.1. We adore. We worship the whole universe, which is God, consciousness, and the three gunas. Also, we think about its perfection and beauty, and how great is His power and logic to create such a perfect universe. This then helps us to realize Him more. 3.2. And promise to endeavor to help the whole universe to reach higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness. The goal of the life is to become divine and help others to become the same. Who are these others? They are the infinite unit consciousnesses which make up the whole universe. So each person will not only try to help other humans to reach higher consciousness, but he will direct his actions in such a way that the whole universe will accelerate its progress. For example, taking care of an animal or plant can be considered to be such a help, or any other such divine action. 4. In reverence we bow our heads in front of all those great souls in the past and those to come who have helped and will help all to understand your compassion and mercy in your actions and creation. 4.1. In reverence we bow our heads in front of all those great souls. We do not discriminate between all great souls. Whoever helped humanity to progress materially, mentally, or spiritually is worthy to be respected. We even revere those who brought seemingly contradictory ideas. But these apparent contradictions are either situational or from our ignorance. The reality behind this universe can be described in many different ways, or the descriptions seem different because of the mission of the messenger. Whoever brought some progress to humanity, no matter where or when, we revere that great soul for it. To revere here means to pay respect. It does not mean to surrender to the person whom we revere. If his words are God's and are according to the eternal divine path, we follow. 4.2. In the past and those to come. Not only do we pay homage to the great souls in the past, but also we pay respect to those to come. This means that none of the great personalities in any sphere of life, material, mental, or spiritual, have been the last, nor will there ever be a last great soul in the future either. 4.3. Who have helped and will help. These great people have helped humanity in the past, and they will be reincarnated again and again to help humanity in the future. They are the elected ones. 4.4. All to understand. They have helped the whole universe to understand, not just a special group or religion, but all of humanity. 4.5. Your compassion and mercy in your actions and creation. Why is the Lord God compassionate and merciful in His creation? because he created this whole universe by compassion. It was created only because he had compassion for other lost, unawakened consciousnesses and wanted to help them reach that beautiful state of being pure consciousness. So he created this universe and the evolutionary process. He has compassion and mercy in his actions too. He closed the human's understanding of his occult powers, not because he wanted to see them powerless, but because the humans, like children, were foolishly misusing them. So for their own good, he took these powers away from them, like good parents who take matches away from their children in order to prevent them from burning themselves. That is why even suffering and those events that seem unfair to us in the world are done by compassion in order for the human to understand that he is walking on the wrong path. The only way is the path of the spirit. Neither the way of mental knowledge nor material gain will bring everlasting happiness. Those ways should be used only for spiritual progress.